This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. We're once again looking at dangerous heat indices over the next several days, folks. The feels like temperature is going to be pushing 107 or possibly higher. In fact, we understand some areas it may have reached that already today. Make sure you drink that water, stay in the air conditioning if you can, watch your animals, and check on those folks who might need some help. Filing ended today for the November municipal elections in Columbus County. Contested races are on tap for the Whiteville and Lake Waccamaw mayor seats, as well as town boards in Whiteville, Lake Waccamaw, Chevron, and Tabor City. Look for a full breakdown at columbuscountynews.com. The new Lewis Smith Park in downtown Whiteville will cost around $1.3 million to complete. City Council on Tuesday will review the bids on the project. It's broken up into stages for paving, the band shell, grounds, and facilities. County Commissioners on Monday will review the proposed large gathering ordinance. The draft rule would limit where and when protests could take place near schools. Two men were arrested after a raid on a home in Green Acres on July 14th. Detectives seized marijuana, crack and powder cocaine, and other narcotics, along with cash and cell phones believed to be part of an ongoing drug enterprise. Michael Strickland, age 41, and Willis Henry Boyd, age 39, were arrested. See more on the story at columbuscountynews.com. A Conway couple and a Florida woman have been jailed on charges of prostitution, drug sales, conspiracy, and robbery. Hector Luis Mercado, Carly Alexis Turner, and Julie Aguilar are being held under secured bonds. The sheriff's office said this morning that since the arrests are part of an ongoing investigation, additional information is not being released at this time. State officials officially began working this week to reconcile more than 100,000 improperly registered voters on the state rolls. Voters who are affected by the ruling will be contacted by mail, and they will be asked to provide missing information in person, online, or by mail. Columbus County Animal Protective Services will bring the community and critters together tomorrow night for Paw's Music and Moonlight. That starts at 7 p.m. at the shelter. There'll be music, local vendors, food, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. Everyone is welcome. For more information, you can call 910-641-3945. Any students at Whiteville High School who are interested in raising and showing a pig at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair should call FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. This is open to all Whiteville High students. Pig pickup will be on July 31st. All pigs must be reserved in advance. The City of Whiteville is encouraging residents and business owners to sign up for the Alert Whiteville system. Floods, storms, water outages, roadblocks, and other real-time emergencies are delivered straight to your telephone or email. To sign up for the free service, go to the City's website and click on the Community tab. Sheepdog Foundation will hold a basic firearm safety training class Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. at their Lee Street facility. Go to sheepdogfdn.com or check out their Facebook page for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.